did. I was looking for it. I didn't have a chance to read it yet.
It's, I've talked to the guy that was parking boat trailer.
On that vacant lot. Yeah.
When you get time, I need you to try to get that weather deal. You know, we
before
I had that weather deal mess up on me. I can't get anything.
I know. I know.
Yeah, I heard. Had over 100 votes.
They did. It was really, I mean, it was good. It really was good overall perspective of money and how what's happening with it, what's funneling with it, the whole deal. I mean, it just gave me an overall picture.
Good. Good deal.
Yeah, it was good thing I should.
Glad it was well attended.
Very well attended, yeah. And we had all of the senators there and Dennis Wood.
Everybody except the county commissioner.
Yeah, that was good. They were the only conspicuously absent.
Well, I imagine they would have rather been there where they were.
I think so.
Why is the church in here? Turn my head off. Somehow the home page got changed on it. So now you just hit it, it'll go right there first. Obviously.
Was it the same thing that happened before whenever I go to that one
site? I don't know. It was a strange one this time. I'd never seen that error.
Strange as the man carrying it.
Didn't say that, sir.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
I would have thought it, but didn't say
you
it.
You may have thought it. I didn't say it.
Good morning, everybody. We're 9 o'clock, so we'll call our meeting to order. Sherry Veltkamp's going to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge.
Father God, we just come before you today and humble ourselves before your throne of grace. Give you honor, praise, and glory. We just thank you, Lord, for the freedom to be able to hold this meeting, for each person in this room to be able to speak their mind and their heart. We ask you, Lord, that you will just keep a spirit of peace over this meeting today, and that you will inject wisdom and understanding into the participants. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our troops today, that they were able to die to give us this freedom. We ask you, Lord, that you will be with our leaders who are leading our country. We ask that you will be with our commission and our rulers here in this county. And we ask you, Lord, that you will impart to them your wisdom and knowledge and your direction for this county. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay. How about we approve minutes for July 13, 27, and 29?
What day is this, Danny?
This is the 13th.
The 13th. I so moved with the corrections made on the 13th.
Okay. Second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Everything looking in order for me. Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll have to abstain. I did not have time to look over them.
Look, I noticed we had some rock bills and it looked like they had them signed up.
Everything was signed there, and so everything looked in order.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
Motion carries. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers, so we'll ease on. Public comment. Do we have anybody? No sign-ups? Nobody? Okay. Under new and old business, Missouri ethics ordinance. Donna, you want to explain or anything you want to say on this?
We have listeners on the internet now, so.
Yes, sir.
We're averaging about 30, so.
Wow.
Every year we have to reapprove the ordinance. This allows us to do a short form to the Ethics Commission for our personal financial disclosure statement. I made the changes for Western District Commissioner and the purchasing agent. So, but I think Bob had a chance to review what I did to make sure I had the right one.
I reviewed it here a few minutes ago. It looks identical to what we've done every year. And in fact, if you look, the last page talks about ordinance approved this blank day of August 2005. Well, obviously that date needs to be changed to today's date, because we've approved this more than once before, and all it does is allows us not to have to fill out the long forms and limits those who do, so that not everybody has to go through the burdensome procedure who have nothing to do with purchasing or anything else.
Right. But any elected official or appointed person on a board who's had done business with the county of $500 or more on one business day does still have to complete one. But they still get to complete the short form rather than the long form.
So we just need to approve, is that right? Motion to approve. So I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Of course, before you sign, the date needs to be changed.
Got it. August 3rd, 2009. All right, moving on. What's up with the times? That's yours, Danny?
I put that on there. As you know, I guess, and I've made mention several times recently, the articles in the Taney County Times that I think are unfair and unjust to the Strahan family. There's been some corrections made, some full-blown headline on the front page of the Times. One, for example, the commissioner assaulting someone. Assault charges filed, again, county commissioner mentioning my name where there was no charges filed. There was heavy coverage of the sewer that crossed the Strahan property, which finally was brought to a head, and apologies made to almost 2 years later. The east-west corridor supposedly representing interest to the Strahan family instead of those to the entire county that the road would bring forward. I have kept several issues of misquotes that have been made by the paper. At this point, I'll give you some headlines. I'm seriously considering a lawsuit, again, the Taney County Times, for some slanderous comments. I don't appreciate, after 40 years of combined service to this county by the Strahan family, if I do something wrong and if I misrepresent my something by accident, I don't care if you put it in the paper, announce it on the radio, or whatever. The radio has been extremely fair as far as I'm concerned. I've not seen anything, although we've been criticized in the Branson Daily, I've not seen anything in there that was out of line, but when you get to a blatant point, that thing not only bothers me, but I have a dad that is terminally ill, and whenever he lays awake at night thinking about issues that have been told about his family and his sons, I think you've carried it just a little bit too far. And if there's any truth in the matter, we can accept that. We're strong enough. We've been that way. Lots of stuff in there. This week I even read see the upcoming Wednesday paper for more news about the assessor. I guess that those thoughts in themselves tells you that you must be targeting the assessor on his job, although there didn't seem to be any one of the cowardly people that would write something like that that would run for the office and try to straighten things out. So I'm just, more disappointed than... And you'll make whatever you want to out of these headlines, but that's fine with me. But I guess I'm more or less disappointed than I am concerned with what you say about me.
Okay. Other comments on that? Okay. Elected official department head updates. James?
Of course, you know, we went through a heated week last week, I suppose. Lots of argument to and fro or whatever on the assessment process. I was pleasantly surprised Friday at noon when I opened my mail and we hear of the discontent of the state toward Taney County. And I actually got a letter saying we'd passed our ratio. This letter had said we'd failed our ratio, but give me an appeal process, and I pointed out three errors made by the state in conducting that ratio. So they sent another letter saying we were in compliance with that final ratio report. Well, of course, that fell under discontent along about 5 o'clock, but that's another subject. I wanted to bring that forth, that being a positive, to the assessor's office. And then there's other issues of where do we go from here? You've got to fully understand the past to know where we're going from here. In the last 2 weeks, we'd heard from the Administrative Hearing Commission. That the Administrative Hearing Commission had found that the State Tax Commission plan was the plan. What most people may not know is that by the time we tried that case in October of last year, the only major difference between the assessor and the State Tax Commission's version was the cutoff date of determining values. Back in January of 2008, I had anticipated a downward trend in market values and had requested that the cutoff date for values should be November of 2008 instead of June, as the State Tax Commission had recommended and stuck to their guns by. And as of course the Administrative Hearing Commission, when they set their decisions, ruled in favor of the state. And I was a little disappointed, of course, because I knew that November date would be more reflective of market value January 1, 2009. And I know that I have stated, and I know you three commissioners have stated, as your role of the Board of Equalization, that we were aware of the downward trend, but what was the law making us and allowing us to do? I feel as though values set for January 1, 2009 is not the true values as of January 1, 2010. But state statutes require that of the assessor, unfortunately. And to get the values implemented for 2010, I understand would be a procedure that is a little bit defiant of Missouri state statute. The state has said in their comments that they would give a written direct order if they seen that reassessment was proper for Taney County in 2010. Well, I will be implementing the values and the declining market, probably in a separate database or some way of keeping track of it till I get these rulings that I know is occurring and know should be applied. And I'll keep that information in the 2010 database to apply upon the order of the state when they test those figures. I would like, in turn, to ask this county commission to any place they have influence to request that these 2010 numbers be applied. Of course, the small six-month plan that I signed that seemed to make issue at the time I signed it. It was just a plan that needed to be done. Paragraph 9 of that plan says that the State Tax Commission would give a written order to apply these numbers. I feel as though the move Friday, I will take it the best I can to implement what happened Friday. But I would also ask that any mistaken action as being determined the assessor has made be printed out on a list and be provided the assessor by the BOE. I didn't fully understand at the time this motion was passed what it really meant, other than the reduction of 50% of the amount of increase the assessor laid out for 09. I think there's still some confusion on what the 202 that had been passed onto all structures, what that list was. I know Chuck had showed great interest in getting the older houses moved that he assumed the assessor had not moved. And I would ask that when this list is created and given to the assessor, that he sign off on that. Because it's a list I was unaware of, and it's come through a quarrying situation that I'm just not sure the right questions was asked of the quarry, and that's my concern as the assessor. But I sure would appreciate the presiding commissioner that's made the statements that I hadn't moved no houses for 10 years or something like that, that he sign off on that list to be provided to the assessor. So that's basically my comments. I'm ready to help the citizens in this economy and ready to apply the information that by law I can apply. It tended to not get represented that way as to what I had to do by law and how I had to implement it. It's a hard subject to understand, as you gentlemen well know, I'm saying through the BOE. And for the media, they've done it, tried to relay the message, I know. I know that's what they try to do. But it's too complicated, I'm afraid, in areas to get a good relaying of the message out there, and very easily slanted. Crowd ought to be happy today. I see several people that got their assessments lowered Friday, but I don't see many pleasant looks on their faces this morning, even though they got them lowered. I think Mr. Seagull's one of them. So I'll step back, and that's all I have to say. I did like to report the letter that, you know, the assessor not doing his job, but he got a compliant ratio score. That's amazing. I wonder if that'll make news.
Okay. Anybody else? Department heads, elected officials, commissioners?
Yeah, I do. Yes. Whenever you get, is there any other department heads?
Gary, you missed your opportunity. Public comment.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Well, I didn't know what he was going to say either, Gary. Some statements I didn't quite understand myself.
He mentions you by name. I mean, it's like it's a public forum where they can say whatever they want to say.
That's the rules we're playing by. Sorry, Gary.
Okay, that's fine.
Danny?
I'm sure you'll make that up in the paper, Gary. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Hold up.
All right, we're not going there, boys. Give us your comments.
That's funny that you'd use that gavel now whenever there's other times that you didn't use it.
I'm not perfect, Danny.
I know
just
you're
tell
not.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, it's I think the first time that I have seen the appliance during this county commission of special interest being shown through the voter of the BOE. We went through a long, lengthy process of 6 weeks. I never missed a day. There's others that never missed a day. We worked diligently with the information and the evidence presented on case after case after case. And then suddenly, in the last 4 hours of the BOE session, we decided that we would do a blanket cut without even considering the evidence, the sales comparison, the depreciation factor, the location concerning the storms, the flooding, everything else. We took all those into consideration for almost 6 weeks, lacking 4 hours. And after the 4 hours, we decided that we would just take, I think there was 4 lists of projects that were on the board that were left to do. And we decided to just blanket cover those 4 lists because of pressure of phone calls, threats made about political positions. I didn't receive any of those calls because I don't think anybody has any doubt that'd be worthless for them to call me and threaten me about a situation on whether I was going to be reelected or not off of a decision I made on a BOE case. But I think it was irresponsible. I think it was, but we sit as a board, and we have to go along as a board when you accept the position. But I do not appreciate the fact that everybody else in the county gets certain limitations put on them to exactly how we're going to decide to lower their taxes and to be as equal as we possibly can through every step that we possibly can, and then we finally just decide that we're going to just give a 50% cut to whoever owned a condo or 50 or equalize the taxes in other forms. I just don't feel like that's fair. I just that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Jim?
Nothing about that. I have some little piece of news. So.
Okay. It's all yours.
Okay. I just want to let everyone know the NACO prescription card rollout is effective today. We dropped off all the pickup points across the county, and those sites do have cards, and the program actually officially starts today. And well, my hope is I will get a monthly report to let you know participation throughout the county of dollars saved. And once again, if you're not sure what the program is, if you have access to the internet, you can go to the website that's listed on the card. It'll tell you what and where you can get your prescriptions filled at this discount. And it does apply. Just when it does apply to a lot of veterinarian supplies also, if it's a prescription. So, but that does take effect today.
All right.
I'd like to know, did some of your NACO did you have any other things as you were going to NACO of interest to the county?
I can talk about that briefly. I was at the National Association of Counties annual meeting, which was held in Nashville this year. Last year was in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's a time where all the counties that are members of this association get together and have roundtable discussions, but also compare notes of what they've gotten through and things like that. A lot of the breakout sessions, a lot of discussions were around stimulus money, who's getting it, how they get it. Which was very enlightening. We had a lot of speakers. National Association of Counties is the largest organization that supports counties at the federal level. So it's the largest organization. There's 3,000, I believe, 68 counties in the United States. 2,600 or so are members of this association. So in Nashville, I think there was approximately 7,000 to 8,000 attendees. So it was a very large conference. Also, it's mixed in there with I guess, a lack of a better word, trade show where everyone shows about the newest technology of what's available from the collector to the assessor to planning and road and bridge to planning. So a lot of information was given. It started last, I guess it would have been a week ago, Friday, and lasted through Tuesday night. So it was a lot of information. They basically started scheduling at 7:30 in the morning and got done around 7 o'clock at night. And then there's usually a group dinner together. But I have a lot of details. I'll probably have to write it all out just because there were so many sessions that I went to. But very enlightening. There's some great things that counties are doing as it relates to Tiger Grants and how they got their money and how they're getting stimulus money. And then some counties who just didn't take the aggressive role that this county did and have got $0. And so there's the highs and lows of both counties, and all size counties were represented. So it was just, it's a good learning experience for me since I'm relatively new to this to hear what other commissioners have done and are going through. But I'll probably write up an official press release. That way I can kind of line item everything that was discussed.
I've seen on Fox News where they had, was quite a discussion about the stimulus czars, they called them. And different counties that had made and states. They were talking about states, but the different counties that had took an approach to receive stimulus monies. I think Taney County was, it wasn't mentioned in on Fox News, but I think Taney County in the state of Missouri is one of the leading counties as far as being able to reach. We got an early start. We reached out. We gathered millions of dollars that were going to come out of the taxpayer, out of their funding, out of our own funding, out of our road and bridge department, for example, that we were going to lose $5.1 million worth of money, but we retrieved it through a, the way I look at it as a business venture, we invested $60,000 in a couple of people to work on these grants and stimulus funds and received, I think before it's over with, we'll get around $20 million for a $60,000 investment. And I would like a, you know, a report on maybe if you can find out how that compares to some of the other places that in the state or otherwise, if you don't care to.
Yeah. Very good. Every time you get together, it's the round table and talking with other guys working that you get, it seems like you get a lot of value out of it.
It's the best time. I mean, you can have the sessions, but when you're sitting around having a cup of coffee between sessions, you learn a lot.
Yeah. So. Okay. We'll recess until 9:30, 10 o'clock. Thank you.